From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
I'm Robert Siegel, and in this part of the program, we're following two extremes of pumpkin news.
We start in Colorado, where early Halloween morning, someone took it upon him or herself to put pumpkins, lots of pumpkins, all around the small town of Boone. Every house, store, and public place got at least one pumpkin.
Well, they had a guy with a real big heart, and he come around here and dropped off pumpkins to everybody in town in front of the city park and lined the streets with them, you might say.
That's Bill Coyle. He works at Boone Grocery and Hardware.
We probably had 10 of them out here in front of the little store.
Since only about 400 people live in Boone, it didn't take a philanthropist like Bill Gates to finance the job. Most people in town have figured out who the anonymous benefactor is. And Bill Coyle is not giving away the secret.
Just somebody doing something nice, you know, that's what I thought was really great.
Now, to keep our pumpkin reporting fair and balanced, we're going to report on another breaking pumpkin news story, Dateline, Chagrin Falls, Ohio.
Our source is Myra Chudikoff. She works at Dink's Restaurant in Chagrin Falls, and she says this story began for her when she moved to town 20 years ago.
We decorated the front of our house with, you know, corn stalks and pumpkins and gourds and what have you, and came home one day and the pumpkins were gone, and said something to one of my friends who'd lived out here for her whole life, and she said, oh, sure, the kids take them for the pumpkin roll.
The pumpkin roll. Of course, high schoolers take their ill-gotten pumpkins and roll and smash them down a very steep, long street called Grove Hill. And then, of course, they go sledding on pumpkin goo.
For many years, the police fought them on it and tried to arrest the kids, and now I think the kids let the police know when it's going to be so they come and watch and make sure nobody gets hurt.
Well, if that sounds like a good time to you, you can still get in on some pumpkin action. This weekend is known as Pumpkin Madness Weekend in Centerville, Virginia.
There is pumpkin bowling, pumpkin high drop, pumpkin toss, pumpkin squish, and pumpkin squash. Take your pick, although we wouldn't know the difference.